Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The big winners at last night's Emmy Awards were the streaming services. Netflix led the way, snagging 34 awards. Chris, how well did the other streaming services do?
This really turned out to be a battle of the streaming services, whether it's, you know, sort of the incumbent Netflix and these upstarts. Apple had a really strong showing. Disney Plus was nominated a lot. It didn't do quite as well, but HBO Max, ended up sort of continuing HBO's long run in Emmy Awards. So it was really a night for streaming, for sure.
Yeah. At what point should we stop being surprised that streaming services are dominating these awards shows?
I mean, this has been the evolution. You know, these awards used to be about broadcast TV, then it was cable, then it was sort of the, you know, premium, HBO channels. And now, you know, really all the quality TV is coming up on these subscription services. And that's, you know, that's what everybody's pushing because, you know, they can make money, you know, every month from us viewers.
You know, maybe if broadcast TV produced shows other than reality TV, watch them more.
There's a little bit of everything online, yeah.
So what differentiates the shows that the streaming services have with those on the broadcast networks?
Well, and we've seen this a lot of the sort of, creators, Shonda Rhimes would be, you know, one of the big examples, moving to Netflix and these other services. They just have a little more creative freedom. There's no limitations in terms of budgets and the things that characters can do and say for the most part, so it's even edgier than basic cable.
How are the budgets unlimited? I mean, do they spend a lot more on these shows on streaming services?
Yeah, well, Netflix made history for their first win in the really major category in the drama series with The Crown, and that's reportedly $10 million an episode. It's a period piece and a lot of, amazing actors. And so, that's, an example of sort of the spending that Netflix and these other folks are starting to do.
So do actors make more money on network TV shows or on streaming shows?
That's a very hotly debated question in Hollywood, and has to do with the way streaming has come about. Because it used to be that a lot of your compensation came from, if you think about Seinfeld, and it goes into reruns and it's syndicated all around the world, and you could make, in Jerry Seinfeld's case, hundreds of millions of dollars. In the streaming land, it just sort of goes up once on Netflix. And so they figure out a way to sort of give them more money up front, but perhaps a little less in the long run if you have a really big hit show.
So Ted Lasso, Apple Plus show, was nominated for 20 Emmys. What do you think it means for Apple's streaming strategy going forward?
Well, this is, they've been sort of criticized in Hollywood for they didn't go out and buy a big studio like Amazon's doing or spending the huge amounts of money that Netflix is. But, it's all about the hits. It's taken a little bit of time, but, Ted Lasso is, proving to be exactly what every TV network wants. It's sort of a buzzy that not only wins awards that people are talking about all around the world, product licensing, all kinds of stuff. So, it's good news for Apple TV Plus and their subscriptions.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.